neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Learned that the mixture of the red cow must be the cedar tree and also the ezob, the hyssop and the cedar tree. So another question is, if the reddish color presents the eagle to be noticed, so that we get rid of the cedar tree because it's very tall. So that means I must lower myself, make myself humble. But the ezov is already low, so there's no need to burn it. So the question that is asked, why you burn both the cedar and the ezov, that the is actually contradictory. Why you have to burn both? So now the story of the sun and the moon in the beginning. You recall the story? So Hashem created them the same, as is mentioned in the Torah, Shene Me'orot HaGedolim. So the Me'orot is missing Vav. So now what happened? The Midrash explains that moon was not happy with the arrangement. So she complained, and Hashem said, okay, you don't like it, go make yourself small. So we see the effect that took place in the time of the creation. So the moon does not have his own light. So he receives the light from sun. So now Ribbono Shel Olam was not really happy by punishing the moon. So wanted to appease the moon. So what did he do? Created stars. So this way she'll be happy. So that means the stars were not the in the plan of creation. So it came about after Hashem took the light away from the moon. So now the question is, how the moon is appeased by having stars around? Exactly. What good did it make by creating the stars? It doesn't have its own light anymore. Understand? That's true, but the way, you know, they look like they're very tiny. So, but the question is, by making moon happy, why you need the stars around them? So the philosophy behind it is very interesting, and it's kind of sad. And that is, as long as the moon sees little stars that are smaller than him, that makes him happy. So by having these little bitty lights that they're not as great as him, so makes him such a joy, boost. So now here, when you burn the red cow, so you have to burn both. Why? Because sometimes when you bring people down, then you get such a satisfaction. When you create a blemish in other people, then you feel good. And that's why people, they look for wrongdoing of other people. They make a mayub, they call it. So now here, one of the points of the Gava is, Chas v'Shalom, don't step on a chair and feel you're giant. Because that's what happens. You find something wrong in other people, and then you feel, you know, I'm better than them. So that's what happened to the moon. So Hashem wanted to calm him down, created stars. Why? Because when you see little stars, oh, I'm much bigger than them. So it makes you happy. But you're the same. You're seeing little things, it makes you happy. But unfortunately, that's how the nature of human being is all about. And that's why they burn the cow and burn the ezor. Why? Because Chas v'Shalom, this attitude that you create in your mind that people are less and they're no good and that nothing has to be burned. Hashem is like, you know, always bring up people, give them value and importance. And Bezalel Hashem, Nizkei Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot.
Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.